KSRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. House overwhelmingly approving a Ukraine aid package.
The Pentagon is poised to get weapons moving to Ukraine within days, relying on a network of already equipped storage sites in the U.S. and Europe. The legislation will move back to the Senate for expected passage next week before heading to President Biden's desk for his signature.
Let us correspond to George Williams, who adds Ukraine aid part of an overall package with separate outlays for Israel and other U.S. allies. The House approving legislation that would ban TikTok in the United States if the social media platform's China-based owner does not sell its stake within the next 12 months. Former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail later in the day. He will be stumping in Wilmington, North Carolina. Also at srnnews.com, yet another mayor in Ecuador has been murdered ahead of the national vote on an anti-crime referendum. BBC correspondent Ione Wells reports.
Politicians, particularly those who have spoken out about tackling criminal gangs, are increasingly becoming targets of violence themselves. In the last year, five mayors have been killed, a presidential candidate was shot dead during the election campaign, and a prosecutor investigating an armed attack on a TV station earlier this year was also assassinated. Ecuador is now the deadliest country in the region due to powerful drug cartels and criminal gangs who have taken advantage of its position between the world's two biggest cocaine-producing countries and ports, shipping goods destined for Europe and the U.S.
U.S. oil industry's top lobbying group says Biden administration rules restricting oil and gas leasing in 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve are misguided. The American Petroleum Institute says the rules limit development in a region intended by Congress to boost America's energy. This is SRN News. Fewer Americans today are using the Holy Bible.
Only 38% of us open the scriptures on a regular basis. That is to say, daily, weekly, or a few times a year. That's the word from the American Bible Society, whose latest poll finds Bible usage has dropped sharply in this country from a peak of about 50% during the pandemic. One bright spot in the report, reading of the scriptures is on the rise amongst the youngest of American adults, Generation Z, an increase of 21%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Church lost 25% of its congregations, with conservatives departing over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the question is whether the church can avert a similar outcome around the world. The issue is troubling in Africa. There, it's the home of the vast majority of United Methodists outside the United States. This is SRN News. Growing controversy on the West Coast. A lot of people in California say they want their cities back right now. Keith Peters has the latest on this story.
A coalition backed by some of the nation's largest retailers has announced it has collected 900,000 signatures to put a tough-on-crime statewide ballot initiative before California voters in November. The measure would roll back parts of Proposition 47, a ballot measure that reduced certain theft and drug possession offenses from felonies to misdemeanors to address overcrowding in jails. The coalition announced Thursday it had collected enough signatures for the initiative, which aims to harshen penalties for fentanyl dealers and repeat shoplifters. Top Democratic leaders in the state already said reform of Proposition 47 is not necessary. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.